Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. We are at episode number 17 of season 6. We are approaching the halfway point of season 6. We are also approaching the new year, 2024. This podcast is being released on Christmas Day. Christmas fell on a Monday. I stick with my Mondays at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time podcast release date. Obviously, I'm not recording this on Christmas Day. Maybe that wasn't so obvious, but I'm not recording it on Christmas Day, but this is episode number 17. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast is an album review, such as this one, and every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those podcasts are games guest starring my wife, so 3 weeks ago, the game podcast was a game of first words. That's always a fun one. There's so many different games that we can do. Next week is going to be a game. I'll get into that at the end of this podcast. And the other half of the EPs are just little tidbits of information. My tidbit of information for last week, I talked about the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles. Offensive lineman did a Christmas album. So I talked about that. That's a lot of fun. It's a great album. I highly recommend that you listen to that podcast. Because it kind of, I go into more detail about the album and kind of the whole workings of it. But today is an album review. Today is also a wildcard album. So essentially, and I'll talk about this a little bit more at the end of today's podcast as well. Really, the main part of kind of the podcast, or voting, I do a voting, so on Instagram. So 13 albums of this 20 albums in season 6 are voted on by the listeners. That's 13. There's then 2 soundtrack albums, so that puts us at 15. There's a double album, which puts us at 16, and a kind of a new age album, which puts us at 17. Then, of the remaining 3, they're wildcard albums, that I completely pick the wildcard albums. First wildcard album of the season was Ted Nugent's Free For All, and this wildcard album, I'm picking The Hooters' Nervous Night. And the reason that I'm picking The Hooters is that I just learned, quite frankly, within this year, that they are a band that formed in Philadelphia. So I'm very close to Philadelphia, so I figured this would be a fun one. And this album also has some really good songs on it, quite frankly. Especially, you know, as I was doing this podcast, I learned so much that I did not know, and that's one of my, you know, my joys of doing this podcast, quite frankly, is myself learning. So I enjoyed this one. So the way I do my album podcast, I'll get into it. It's going to be the same. So I go through a little bit about the artist, a little bit about the album, talk about the personnel on the album and the track listing. I take a short little intermission, about a 4-second break in the middle, and then I come back and talk about my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score. So we'll start with the informational half of today's podcast. So The Hooters, I'll talk about The Hooters. They, like I said, they formed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1980, and they have been active performers since 1980. So they have been active since. They were founded by Rob Hyman and Eric Bazillion, with other original members including David, Io Sikkanen, Bobby Woods, and John Kuzma. They have been nominated for 1 MTV Video Music Award. They performed at Live Aid in Philadelphia in 1985, and they have released 8 studio albums and 23 singles. Of their 8 albums in the U.S., they had 2 top 40 albums, no charting albums in the U.K. And then for their singles in the U.S., they had 3 top 40 hits and only 1 top 40 in the U.K. So not a huge charting band. Nervous Night is the 2nd studio album that was released by The Hooters. So, give you a little bit of history of the album. The Hooters formed in 1980 by Rob Hyman and Eric Bazillion. They met in 1971 at the University of Pennsylvania and previously played in a different band that was called Baby Grand. The name Hooters, so that they came up with, came from the nickname given for a melodica. During the early 1980s, the band played the Philadelphia club scene and received airplay on the radio station WMMR, which is the same radio station that played Billy Joel's music that I talked about in the Billy Joel P Piano Man podcast. In 1982, the band opened for one of The Who's farewell tour shows in Philadelphia. In 1983, original members John Kuzma and Bobby Woods left the band, and they were replaced by John Lilly and Rob Miller. After these members joined the band, the Hooters released their first album later in the year on an independent label, and it sold over 100,000 copies. Also in 1983, Bazillion and Hyman were asked to write and perform for the debut album of Cyndi Lauper. The album was She's So Unusual. One of the songs that Hyman wrote for the album was Time After Time, which peaked at number one in the U.S. and was nominated for a Grammy Award. That is one of Cyndi Lauper's most popular songs, if not the most popular song by her. The Hooters were then signed by Columbia Records to their first major recording contract in 1984, and Nervous Night was released on May 6, 1985, and it would peak at number 12 in the U.S. Reviews of the album are mixed. Robert Christgau rated it a C+, writing, quote, "Just when you thought there was no more AOR, album-oriented rock, this overwrought Philadelphia brand Hookorama goes gold on MTV. Love cover, revolutionary propaganda, and all." End quote. And Kenyon Hopkin of AllMusic rated it 4.5 out of 5 stars, writing retrospectively, quote, "Often overlooked, The Hooters' Nervous Night was a defining record not only for the band, but for 1985 itself. Filled to the brim with fun, danceable, new wave-ish rock, the album is a wonderful representation of a lighthearted era. The peppy vocals of a keyboardist Rob Hyman and guitarist Eric Bazillion give the band an assured, happy energy, while the sporadic use of the mandolin and melodica gives the group its distinctive sound." End quote. Getting into the personnel for the album. So the Hooters consist of Eric Bazillion on lead vocals on tracks 1 through 3, 5, 6, 8, and 9, guitars, bass, mandolin, and saxophone. Rob Hyman on lead vocals on tracks 1 through 7, keyboards and melodica. Andy King plays the bass guitar and does vocals. John Lilly plays the guitar. And David, why does this guy's name have to be on here? Yosikinen. It's one word, Yosikinen, plays drums. Other personnel on the album include Patti Smith, who provides vocals on track 6. And the album was produced by Rick Chertoff. Getting on into the track listing. Track 1 is And We Danced. It was written by Rob Hyman and Eric Bazillion. It was released as the second single off the album, which peaked at number 21 in the U.S. About writing the song, Bazillion said, quote, "We wrote the first draft of And We Danced in the Poconos during the summer of 1984. I think we knew immediately that we had the germ of something special, though there were a lot of versions between that one and the one we know now. I honestly don't know where the lyrics came from." And then he later says, "The verses were written last, when we were already mixing the rest of the album and were down to the wire," end quote. And Cashbox Magazine's review of the song reads, quote, "This second single from the Hooters' Nervous Night LP again displays the band's flair vocally and instrumentally. The song and the performances have an appealing Springsteen-like purely American sound, so justifiably popular these days," end quote. And the music video for the song also received a nomination for the Best New Artist in a Video Award at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards. I believe they lost a Take on Me by A-ha, but I could be wrong. Track 2 is Day by Day. It was written by Hyman, Bazillion, and Rick Chertoff. It was released as the third single off of the album, peaking at number 18 in the U.S. In that same interview that I previously went to, Bazillion said about the song, quote, "Day by Day was a bear. It fought us tooth and nail, day and night, day by day. Rick and I came up with the original chord structure and title one day in my basement. We brought it to Rob a few weeks later and wrote the chorus together. Like And We Danced, we came up with numerous verse lyrics and melodies before landing on the one that felt right. I know that we were all very pleased with it once it was finished," end quote. And Billboard Magazine's review of this one reads, quote, "Fast rising Philly quintet delivers hard driving energy and muscular mandolins," end quote. Track 3 is All You Zombies. It was written by Hyman and Bazillion. It was released as the first single off the album, peaking at number 58 in the U.S. The song was first recorded and released off of their first album in 1982. They recorded an extended version of the song for Nervous Night. About writing the song, Hyman said, quote, "That may have been the fastest song Eric and I ever wrote that was of any quality. We've written some quick songs, but that one stayed with us. That one we literally did write in one night," end quote. And Bazillion said that they were working on a different song when the idea for this one, quote, "just came to us like a vision," end quote. Track 4 is Don't Take My Car Out Tonight, which was written by Hyman, Bazillion, and Chertoff. Track 5 is Hanging on a Heartbeat, which was written by Hyman, Bazillion, Glenn Goss, and Jeff Ziv, and it was previously released on their first album. Track 6 is Where Do the Children Go? It was written by Hyman and Bazillion. It was released as the fourth single off the album, peaking at number 38 in the U.S. And Cashbox Magazine's review of the song reads, quote, "Freshman success story Hooters takes a step back from its usually frenetic pace to deliver a poignant ballad," end quote. And I have to point out that this one features Patti Smith, not the Patti Smith that sang Because the Night and that song, the Patti Smith from that would eventually go with Scandal to release The Warrior. Track 7 is South Ferry Road, which was written by Hyman, Bazillion, and Chertoff. Track 8 is She Comes in Colors, which was written by Arthur Lee. It was originally released by the band Love in 1966, and about the Hooters version of the song, music critic Paul Spielman noted that the keyboards, quote, "will take many listeners back to The Doors," like the band The Doors, end quote. Track 9 is Blood from a Stone, which was written by Hyman and Bazillion, and it was previously released on their first album. So that concludes the informational half of today's podcast. I'm going to take a short little break. When I come back, I'll give you guys my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score, so stay tuned for that. Alrighty, I'm back after that short little intermission. Let me get into my song rankings, my song opinions, and my album score. So this part's pretty easy. Essentially, what I do is I go through the album and listen to the tracks from 1 to 9, in this case. And I go through, as I'm going through, I listen to them, and I write down opinions about them. And then at the very end, I rank them. So, starting with number 9, I had South Ferry Road. So, I liked the little scream at the beginning of this song. This song had a very bar band sound at the beginning, but when it goes into the vocals, that kind of went out the window. It's still a very good song. I don't think bar band, it doesn't need to be bar band to be a really good song. I like this one. The instrument, this whole song, I was trying to figure out what this instrument was, and I finally think that it was the mandolin. If it is the mandolin, which I'm 99% sure, it's the best instrument on this album. I like how this song had like a wow factor synthesizer riff. You don't really get that a lot on rock songs. And it also had like a good transition into a guitar solo. My favorite lyrics for this one, "and when I thought I was lost, you carried me across, laughing through the fallout zone. You touched me in a way I'd never known." At number 8, I have She Comes in Colors. I will say, so some of their songs kind of give me like Billy Joel vibes. I don't know why, it just reminds me of Billy Joel. I like how this song almost completely changes the sound when the vocals start. Like, it almost sounds like a completely different song. There's also almost an echo in the vocals, but I'm thinking that that is both Hyman and Bazillion singing vocals that I'm hearing. I will give the Hooters some credit. None of their songs are overly strong, but all of them are above average. They are a very solid band. They know how to make good songs. It's a shame that they couldn't keep their careers going with more hits. Now, I know that their careers are going. I know that they're popular in the Philadelphia area, but they deserve national attention. This song had another very fun instrumental. It almost sounds like another wow factor synthesizer riff. But I really like how they don't just keep it to one instrument, because the guitar got some time in this instrumental as well. My favorite lyrics for this one, "a thought in my head, I think of something to do. Expressions tell everything, I see one on you. When I was invisible, I needed no light. You saw right through me, you said, was I out of sight?" At number 7, I have Don't Take My Car Out Tonight. So the intro of this song reminds me of like a rock version of the song Hey Mickey by Tony Basil. I liked the car horn sounds throughout the song. At least I'm pretty sure that's what it's reminding me of. I'm pretty sure that it's car horn sounds. Maybe I was just subconsciously hearing cars because of the title of the song, but I'm assuming that they use those sound effects because of the title of the song. I like how the chorus of this song has a bit of a different tempo on the lyrics than the verses do. All of the songs on side one are strong. Like, they just have to... They're just, like, competing with each other. The vocals on this song have a bit of a different sound to them, just slightly, but I really liked it. I'm wondering what this song is about, and I really like the addition of the saxophone at the end of the song on the last chorus. Saxophones, in my opinion, add another layer to rock songs that I can't quite explain, especially when they end on them like this song did. My favorite lyrics for this one: you told me we live in the shadows, you told me to hide from the light, but the last thing you said keeps running through my head, just don't take my car out tonight. At number 6, I have Blood from a Stone. So who would have thought that a mandolin would sound so good on a rock record? My only complaint about this this song is that I like my ending songs to be a little bit more relaxed. However, this is how the entire album sounded, so I understand that, you know, a relaxing song might not have been the best choice for them. I think that this song might have the best instrumental riff on the album. I liked the tempo of it, as well as just how it sounded. And this is no sarcasm whatsoever, I like how the song ends with them just repeating the same line a lot. My favorite lyrics for this one: I'm working hard to pay the rent and support my government, built the highways and the railroad tracks, now we're not giving up till they give it all back. At number 5, I have Hanging on a Heartbeat. I just said wow, they really jumped right into this song. It almost scared me a little bit, but then the song calms down a little bit, or so much. This kind of sounds like they were going for like a beachy feel, but it has too much rock in it for that. Still a good song. I like there's almost like a subtle record scratching sound in the background. And this song has a very catchy guitar instrumental or guitar riff, whatever you want to call it. This song, I don't know how, and I don't know why. It kind of reminded me of a song that should be in like the Jungle Book or Tarzan or some other kind of like jungle Disney movie. I like the false ending. I just don't know if I've heard one that is this abrupt before. This song had really good instrumentals at the end, and it also was a good use of sound effects and synthesizers. My favorite lyrics for this one: you change your mind like the weather, you promise sunshine but it looks like rain, a simple no would be better, but you just keep me hanging on again. At number 4, I have Day by Day. This song was another very interesting introduction to a song. It's really not a typical noise that I feel like I would hear in songs. It's kind of like a mix of an acoustic guitar and a synthesizer. I think it's the mandolin, quite frankly. Now that I'm thinking about it, very positive it was the mandolin. I just didn't know what a mandolin was by song 2. I learned what it was by like song 6 or 7. There is a wow factor riff on this one. It's a good one too. Good guitar playing. I don't think track 1 had a wow factor riff. So far they've played 2 songs that are really fun and upbeat. And I'm surprised that the Hooters as a band weren't more popular. Just a little bit more popular. My favorite lyrics for this one: tell me every day by day by day, nothing lasts forever, only fades away day by day. At number 3, I have Where Do the Children Go? So this is kind of what I would consider their first and only slow song on the album. I was interested to see how it goes at the beginning. And the duet with Patti Smith, it's really good. I really like the combo of their voices. Honestly, all of their songs sound like they belong on like a movie soundtrack, like an 80s movie soundtrack. Perfect sound. I need to know what the instrument is. It's a mandolin. I gotta keep telling myself, mandolin. It wasn't an electric guitar, wasn't an acoustic guitar, sounded like a ukulele, it's a mandolin. My only complaint that I had about this song was that I wish I could hear Patti Smith a little bit more. The last chorus does a little bit better at separating them, and she does one small freestyle, but I still wanted to hear more. Otherwise, a very good song. My favorite lyrics for this one: we're leaving it all behind while castles are falling down. We're going where no one can find us, and if there's a heaven, we'll find it somehow. At number 2, I have All You Zombies. So this song has a very eerie synthesizer introduction. The way that they play the guitar intro, or they play into the guitar, the synthesizers, it's really strong. Every instrument is coming together, unlike some albums where one kind of takes over. Both of the styles are good, but I like that this band is a combined unit. I would not have guessed that a song with zombies in the title would have had so many Bible references. Other than the chorus, like, really the whole song is Bible references. They reference Noah, they reference Moses. This song had a really good instrumental riff. I really like the end of the length of it. I like that it increased in volume. I feel like you can kind of tell that it was pasted in there because they added the instrumental riff for this version of the song, as opposed to, like, the first one they released. But it doesn't completely subtract from the song. It adds more than it takes away. This song ends in a very eerie way as well. My favorite lyrics for this one: all you zombies hide your faces, all you people in the street, all you sitting in high places, the piece is gonna fall on you. And lastly, my number one song, And We Danced. I liked how soft the opening for this one was to start the album. I liked that it was like the mandolin song before the song just absolutely rocks out. I feel like this song has like that stereotypical 80s rock sound. Strong rhythm guitars with multiple vocalists. This song was definitely a song that you could bop along to. And I like how there wasn't a full-on guitar riff at the two-third instrumental. It was, you know, it was really calm, and it was what the song needed, and it really didn't need to be spectacular. This was just a good-sounding song. I like how they have very unique instrumentals, and I'm assuming that there's a synthesizer in there, but it's just a very different pitch. That is probably the melodica, and, you know, why would you not put your namesake, because, you know, the Hooters and the nickname of the melodica, why would you not put that on your first song? The vocals are above average, too. Good song. Great song. My favorite lyrics were, "She could dance all night and shake the paint off the wall, but when I saw her smile across a crowded room, well, I knew we'd have to leave the party soon as the band began to play out of tune." And we danced at number one. Alrighty, so that is the song rankings and song opinions. I'll get into my album score now. So how the album score works is I give it a ranking out of 10 on my opinion on the lyrics, vocals, and instrumentals. This is my opinion. Obviously, everyone's going to have a different opinion. So, lyrically, I gave this one an 8.5 out of 10, pointing to "And We Danced, All You Zombies," and "Hanging on a Heartbeat" at the songs that stuck out to me lyrically. Vocally, I gave this song this album an 8 out of 10. "And We Danced," "Don't Take My Car Out Tonight," and "Where Do the Children Go" were the songs that I pointed out vocally. And instrumentally, I gave this one an 8.5 out of 10. "Day by Day," "She Comes in Colors," and "Blood from a Stone" were the ones that stuck out instrumentally. So those three categories will get multiplied by 2, going into the total score, which is going to be out of 100. I then give it a score out of 10 based off of where it charted in the US and the UK. It was uncharting in the UK, so it got 0 points, unfortunately. But it peaked at number 12 in the US, which earned it 6 points out of 10. I then give it a score out of 10 based off of where its singles charted. So it had a number 18, which is 2 points, a number 21, which is 1 point, and a number 38, which was 1 point. Only the top 40 hits get earned points. So this one had a 4 out of 10, which is not horrible. I've had some albums that had no charting singles, and they, you know, so they essentially got 0 points for that. At least this one was able to earn 4 points. And then lastly, I give it a score out of 10 based off of its album cover. I gave it an 8 out of 10. It's just kind of the band, but the coloring of it was kind of cool. So an 8 out of 10. So the Hooters' Nervous Night got a total score of 68 out of 100. So that is not a horrible score. Not a great score. Obviously, I've had albums score higher than that, but not a horrible score. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. This is the conclusion of the episode. If you're new to this, please subscribe to me however you're listening, and go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. We are a week away, essentially, from the start of voting for season 7. Now, it might be like some change. Sometime the first week of January, brackets and polls will be going up in order for you guys to vote on what albums you want to hear in season 7. And let me tell you, I think the season 7 slate has the potential to be one of the best seasons of the podcast. Like, the amount of some of the albums that are going to be coming on to are coming out. Wow. Just wow. I can't wait to see what you guys vote for. If you're interested in growing your vinyl record collection, I have some used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store. It's also Dorneys Vinyl, Dorneysvinyl. I think if you just search that in the search bar on eBay, I'll pop up as a seller. 33s and 45s are for sale. They're used. I try to grade them fairly. Personally, it's my opinion, some of my ratings have said this as well, that I underrate them. So, like, a very good album might actually be very good plus. But I'd rather underrate than overrate, because if you overrate, people are going to get upset. I think that's it. So next week's going to be a game podcast featuring my wife. That's going to be Fleetwood Mac versus Meatloaf. I'm a huge Meatloaf fan. And Fleetwood Mac is probably the second best artist. That one's a fun one. I take either lyrics or reviews of Fleetwood Mac and Meatloaf. I don't know what I'm going to do for this one, though. I'm going to make it interesting. I promise that. That's a fun one. That'll be the seventh time that we're doing that game. That might be the most times that we've done a game so far. Seventh time. No, well, Scattergories has 7. Album Cover Password has 8. But that's the conclusion. I'll talk to you guys all next week.